I got out here and I sat down in my studio, and I heard my watch ticking for the first time. This huge white studio in such silence, by myself, out in the woods.
Tara Gear is an artist who makes these big, intense, edgy charcoal drawings. She's been to McDowell twice now, and the second time she went, she kept a diary on tape.
You're just facing yourself all day long. There is nothing in your way except for your own mind. You have to know yourself and settle down to yourself. And at the beginning, I remember, too, it was like my mind was just going and going. It was like a laundry dryer filled with garbage. I'd be walking to dinner on a beautiful dirt road in the woods in the darkness, and my mind would just not shut up. And I'd think, shut up, shut up. That didn't really help. And then you don't really realize it. And 2 weeks later, I'm walking to dinner and a mist comes down and you can't see anything. You can barely see outlines of the trees. And everything's, it's not quiet, but I'm hearing sounds that are outside my own head. I hear dripping in the woods and, you know, my boots in the sand on the road.
How long were you there each time?
About a month, both times.
And does your experience of drawing on day 30 differ a lot from your experience on day 1 or 2?
Yes. I had this feeling like my hands were so fast and agile and had kind of thoughts of their own, and they were flying around. And I felt like, it must be like a runner training. You feel so taut and good at what you do.
And you got, as your month went on each time, more and more facile and productive. How much stuff each time did you produce?
I produced a lot of stuff. Actually, the second time there, I was trying to get my now husband to marry me, and I send him letters every day. So in addition to doing all this artwork, I also got a husband.
Very, very productive.
Yeah.
You, in addition to taping yourself, you made some tape of the other people there, including the guy who delivers everyone lunch.
Yes, Blake Tewksbury, yes, who everyone loves. That's a rule of going to McDowell, that you then love Blake Tewksbury.
Let's listen to Blake.
I can have 32 separate experiences in delivering a lunch. It's remarkable. I think Carl Jung described the journey out into the forest as being the journey into the unconscious. So it's a trip I take with great respect. There's the person who just needs to be shown how their damper works in their fireplace. There is the person who needs to sing a song or read a piece of something they've written. They need some feedback, and they need some human contact. And it's often for a very few moments, but it's the one opportunity in a day where many people would see another human being, perhaps. You know?
What a lovely sounding man. Does he actually, beyond delivering lunch, deliver that sense of ease and wisdom every day?
He's very quiet. You listen for him to come. And so I'm basically standing on the other side of the door listening. They put a basket outside the door of your studio and he walks away.
Just being there at McDowell, I imagine, must be both amazingly wonderful and a bit terrifying.
Yes, it's terrifying. And also you get out there. My theory was, you know, everyone else may be a Pulitzer Prize winner, but I'm here by accident. And they're going to come in and realize it, and I'll be sent home.
But not really.
No, really.
Really?
Really. You get out there. I had a barn both times, a huge barn, and I just felt like, how did I get this? You know, this is definitely a mistake.
Of course, it wasn't a mistake, and you can see some of Tara Gere's drawings at studio360.org.